Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limmler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking and praying about living with a courageous faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews that without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. I would think that that verse alone was enough to motivation for any of us pursuing God to want to grow in faith. For God to say that it's impossible to please Him without faith. Well, if our desire is to please Him, then we ought to be seeking to live a life of faith. And so this week we're going to kind of look at various aspects of what that looks like. And while I think faith has a great element of belief, it also includes an element of courage in order to put those beliefs into action, to do something about them. And we're going to talk specifically today about faith that is visible. In Mark, Jesus tells a story of, a story is told of Jesus healing a man who, well, had difficulty getting in to see Jesus and needed the help of his friends. And as his friends get him to Jesus, lower him through a roof of all things, Mark 2:5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, the faith of this man's friends, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. It's always a fascinating statement. When Jesus saw their faith. Again, we often think of faith as belief. But beliefs aren't generally visible until we do something with them. And Jesus noticed the faith of these, of this paralytic's friends, because they went to a rather extreme approach. Because they were confident Jesus could do something. Why bother if you don't think it's going to work? If you have no hope? If it's a lost cause anyhow? Faith says there is hope. There is a way. And that hope and that way is Jesus. A song that I don't know if it's original or not. I didn't look it up. I heard it from an artist, Mitchell John. And a line in it that talks about doing something visible for the invisible God. And that concept throughout the song is about serving others, but about doing so in a way that God notices. In a way that pleases God. We talked about this a little bit sometime back when we talked about prayers that are noticed. And about the difference between our motives. And when God talks about praying in order to be noticed is not a good thing, but it's different than praying that is noticed. And I think our faith is the same way. You know, if our actions are simply designed to draw attention to us, to win the accolades of people, then it's not a really a faith that is visible in a good way. In fact, it's not really faith at all. It's all about us. Faith is a belief in something unseen or in someone unseen. And so living with a faith that is visible is not about doing everything we can in our power to get people's attention. It's about doing everything in all of our actions about pointing people's attention to God. That was the case with these friends of this paralytic. It wasn't about them getting noticed. It was about their friend getting to see Jesus. The ultimate goal was an encounter with Jesus. Not for an autograph, not for a photo opportunity, but because of an intense belief that Jesus could help their friend. A faith. And I think sometimes we get comfortable with Scripture. We get comfortable with our level of knowledge about God. And we almost view Him as a celebrity, that someone that it's kind of nice to be acquainted with. And in the right and appropriate situations, we like to be seen with Him, or we like Him to be seen with us. But for most of our life, we're satisfied to just go about doing our own thing. But a faith that is visible is a faith that lets Jesus be seen in everything that we do. It lets our belief in God be noticed by the way we treat people, by the way we serve, by the way we share, by the way we listen, by the way we forgive, by the way we accept correction. James talks about living with faith and this tension that sometimes exists between what some would consider a salvation by faith versus a salvation by works. And James comes along and says, if your salvation doesn't prompt you to do something, is it even real? He says, faith without works is dead. It's not accomplishing anything. If your encounter with Jesus hasn't changed you, hasn't motivated you to live differently, then what kind of encounter was it? Was it simply a brush with a celebrity? Or was it a life-transforming surrender to a Lord? Living with a faith that is visible. It says, I believe God can transform not only me, but everyone that I come in contact with. And I'm going to act like He will do that. I'm going to love and accept like He will do that. I'm going to work to make Jesus known, to help others encounter Him. There's just a handful of times in the New Testament that we hear Jesus describing a person's faith as great. And this time that we looked at today of describing a person's faith as visible. And it all had to do with individuals who were willing to do something that others thought was inappropriate or extravagant or out of line. Not to be disruptive, but to get nearer to Jesus. How much does your faith, how much does my faith lead me to pursue Jesus? Lead me to do whatever I can to be nearer to Him. Lead me to a faith that is visible. A visible faith becomes a huge element of our witness for Jesus. When the Bible says that even the demons believe but they shudder, it talks about the difference between a belief that acknowledges the existence of something and a belief in the existence of something. In the context, Jesus heals this man, he forgives his sins, which creates another issue that the story talks about in the Gospel of Mark. Because of a faith of others. And in the context of the demons believing in God and trembling, it's a challenge to every one of us to do more than simply acknowledge the existence of God, but to move that belief in the existence of God to a faith in God that changes our actions so that we would please God, so that we would honor God, so that we would obey God. You see, a faith that is visible is a faith that God desires for every one of us. Today, as we spend time praying and as we spend time living life, the question I think we end up having to ask is, how will my faith be visible? Or maybe we begin by asking, will my faith be visible today? And then be deliberate in living by faith. Yesterday at Deer Run, Phil Evans shared about faith-fueled courage. And we're working through a series through Joshua, and he had chapters 3 and 4, the crossing of the Jordan River. And he talked about, you know, what are our obstacles? What's that Jordan River in our life that God has called us to step into and to trust Him to change it? And when we step into life and faith, and we trust God to do what He's promised, we live with a faith that's visible. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself in faith. A faith that does something. A faith that's visible. A faith that can be noticed. Father, help us to seek You in a way that You would purify our hearts, our minds, our motives. That for those times where we act and we do things wanting the attention of people, may You humble us in a kind and gentle way so that our actions are transformed into things that help You to be noticed. May our forgiveness, our kindness, our sharing, our giving, our serving all be done in a way that makes our faith, our belief in You have hands and feet that become visible. not that we're wanting applause, but that we're wanting people to see how you change a life, how you can change their life. And Father, may that visible faith that we live with be without restrictions. May our faith and the power that you have to transform a life help us to serve people without prejudice, without holding back, but serving in the name of Jesus, loving people. Whether the act of love that is needed is one that is easy and agreeable, or whether it's a act that brings correction and instruction that is not always easy. May all that we do be done in faith. May we spend time knowing and digesting your word so that it becomes a part of who we are. And those obstacles to us doing the things that we know that you want us to do, that your word has instructed us in doing, no matter how overwhelming they may look, may the faith that we have in you motivate us to an action that's visible. As we step into that water, knowing and believing and trusting that you will keep your promise. Father, as we live today, may our faith help those that we encounter have a clearer picture of who you are. May our faith motivate us to lead people to Jesus, to share Jesus and our story with them. May this visible faith help people to see an invisible God. Father, today as we live life, may we continually lift up those who struggle. Some struggle in similar ways that we do. Some struggle in unique ways that we haven't struggled in. May we be kind, considerate, tender-hearted. May the fruit of your Spirit be seen as evidence of that faith that we hold on to. And may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.